from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, a 20-year-old Brick Township woman has been charged after allegedly stabbing her 2-year-old brother in the chest. According to the Ocean County prosecutor, Marlene Rodriguez was charged with attempted murder on Saturday after police responded to a home on Burke Lane around 2:30 p.m. The toddler taken to a hospital and listed in stable condition. It's not clear why Rodriguez stabbed the little boy. A family of five killed in a house fire in Patterson on Halloween after firefighters brought the blaze under control at the home on Emerson Avenue just before 10 p.m. That's when they found the bodies of a 39-year-old man, a 38-year-old woman, and three children ages 14, 12, and 7, all on the second floor. The cause is under investigation. 55% of likely voters think the state is on the wrong track. According to a recent poll by Rutgers Eagleton, poll director Ashley Koning says there's partisan agreement among some groups regarding this.
While 2/3 of Democrats say the state is headed in the right direction, we see that nearly 9 in 10 Republicans and nearly 6 in 10 independents say it's headed off on the wrong track.
10% of those polled aren't sure whether the state is on the wrong or right track. Early in-person voting ended yesterday with final polls still showing a tight race between Democrat Mikey Sherrill and Republican Jack Cettarelli in the battle for governor. You can't vote today, but polls open across the state tomorrow, Election Day, from 6 a.m. till 8 p.m. The news made possible by Bet365. When it comes to sports books, Bet365 has it all. Download the app today. See why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, 21 plus only, must be located in New Jersey. A new bank rate survey finds that almost 2/3 of U.S. workers still say their wages aren't keeping up with inflation. Bankrate economic analyst Sarah Foster says that while inflation's intensity was the main issue in recent years,
that's really not the case anymore because we've seen that the job market has essentially just flatlined.
In this tight labor market, Foster advises workers to make sure they have a financial safety net and to take advantage of opportunities to prove their worth. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com. Click on demand. Decent today with a clear night ahead. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather, mostly cloudy with some sun returning this afternoon from southwest to northeast. A little rain through the midday hours for most, but ending late afternoon toward the shore. Highs will be in the upper 50s. Mainly clear, breezy tonight, lows in the lower 40s. Breezy with plenty of sunshine Tuesday, the high near 60. And mostly cloudy, breezy Wednesday afternoon. Highs will be in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Right now, 55 in Rockaway, 56 in both Franklin and Beach Haven. Weather brought to you by Acteon Networks. Protecting your home or your business requires an expertly crafted solution. That's why New Jersey 101.5 trusts Acteon Networks. Visit acteon.net and you will discover why you should too. Acteon Networks, the official surveillance company of New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York. Not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.